From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Usually a cookie is just a cookie. But recently, my pursuit of the perfect cookie got me something much better than a sugary treat. At the grocery store a few weeks after Christmas, I circled the bakery, pondering whether I was in the mood for chewy or crunchy, chocolate or peanut butter, nuts or no nuts. With great satisfaction, I picked a lemon sugar cookie and finished my shopping. Outside, I stepped onto the 21 Hayes bus with plastic bags dangling from both arms. Settling into my seat, I slowly unwrapped the cookie. Just then, the bus jerked forward. The cookie jumped out of my hands and landed next to a greasy wad of gum covered with hair. I stared down at it in desperation. "There's no way I can eat it off this floor," I said aloud. When I looked up, my fellow passengers shook their heads in sympathy. Someone said, "Aw." Another offered, "Think of all the calories you saved." None of it helped. I wanted my cookie. Then a blonde woman with an Eastern European accent spoke. "Wait," she said, "I have something." She dug into her Bloomingdale's bag and pulled out a bag of cookies. "Today these arrived from Germany in my Christmas box. They're homemade. Have as many as you like." I thanked her, and she smiled as she watched me take my first bite. She said she had thought her box was lost in the mail, it came so late. But now she had her presents in these cookies. "These are very special," she said. They were made from a traditional anise seed recipe that made her homesick for Germany. I had never tasted anything like them. Though my longed-for cookie ended up as Muni roadkill, I received something much sweeter and longer-lasting on that bus. Even now, the kindness of the German woman, so eager to share what she thought was lost to her, lingers on my lips. They were very special cookies indeed. With a Perspective, I'm Heather Donnell.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.